one of the reasons why I'm launching a church, and you can sign up for the website at abundance.church, by the way, is because we've all seen these horrific failures of the church across America over the last few years. We have seen, of course, during COVID, failure of the churches to stand up for the First Amendment. The First Amendment, which protects religious expression. It also protects the right to gather peaceably. It protects freedom of speech. The churches in America today, for the most part, although there are some notable exceptions, but for the most part, they are cowardly. They have turned against Christ. They worship government. They bow down and cower under tyranny. They poison their own congregations by promoting vaccines and masks and lockdowns and pharmaceuticals and processed junk food. And these are not the appropriate actions of Christian churches that are supposed to be teaching things in the tradition of Christ himself. And then on top of that, too many Christian churches in America today are preaching genocide in the Middle East. They're on board with Israel's continued mass slaughter of women and children, of doctors in hospitals, the incessant systematic bombing of libraries, universities, mosques, water treatment facilities, refugee camps, universities, health clinics, all across Gaza, which has so far killed at least 40,000 people there, mostly women and children, about 70% women and children. And the destruction of the infrastructure, foodborne illness, lack of public sanitation, lack of clean water, famine, engineered mass starvation, these factors are at risk of killing hundreds of thousands more Palestinians. And yet, you have Christian preachers, pastors, ministers, and church leaders across America today who stand up and say, yes, they support that. That is good. They will invite Zionist preachers into their churches to speak essentially the word of Satan, the word of mass death and genocide. And you might wonder, what's behind all that? How is that possible? Well, what they don't tell you is that Israel's claim to that land is predicated on a lie. And then they cite the Bible falsely to try to push the lie. Now, let's back up and understand this. So somewhere around 5,000 plus years ago, around the book of Genesis, the very first book of the Old Testament. And remember that Judaism only teaches the first five books of the Old Testament. So the Jewish tradition, Jewish religion, does not teach Christ, does not teach that Christ even exists. In fact, it was the Jewish religious leaders that repeatedly called for the murder and the crucifixion of Christ, which, of course, did take place. That was because of the Jewish leaders. They despised Christ. They saw him as a competition to their Old Testament ways and their vengeance God, their violent God of the Old Testament. And back in Genesis, God promised the Middle East land to Abraham and his descendants, of course. And it's right there in the book of Genesis, you know, I'm paraphrasing, this land shall belong to your descendants. And to this day, many Zionists cite that and say, see, it's ours. God promised it to us 5,000 years ago. Well, the problem is that since then, all the way up to 1948, there were people there. Various people, most of whom are also, by the way, descendants of Abraham. So followers of Islam today are also followers of Abraham, the prophet. So when God said that I give this land to your descendants, well, guess who his descendants are today? All God's children includes every human being on earth, but notably the Palestinians, most of them are descendants of Abraham. While many of the so-called Zionists that currently inhabit Israel today, they're imposters like Netanyahu himself, who came from Europe. He's not from the Middle East. He changed his name. He changed his name, pretended to be a Jew, moved to the Middle East, and now he cites the Jewish religion as justification for mass murder and genocide, but he doesn't live the tenets of the Torah or the Old Testament or any of the teachings of, you know, Numbers or Deuteronomy or Exodus or any of it. He doesn't live any of that stuff. He's a fake Jew. But he's a Zionist, which is in essence, an Israeli Jewish nationalist who believes that God gave him the right to slaughter everybody else so that Israel can expand and take everybody's land and take their resources, steal their water, their homes, their crops, everything. That's his goal. And in order to do that, he has to exterminate the Palestinian people, which is what he's in the process of doing. And so Christian preachers and ministers in the United States who are pushing this, they stand in opposition to the teachings of Christ. As Christ taught his disciples, and as you read, obviously, in the New Testament, you read the letters of Paul, Colossians, that's the way I pronounce it, which I think is more accurate historically, or Galatians, or Corinthians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. You read the letters of Paul, and you find out that Christ said, hey, you don't have to follow the old Jewish traditions. You don't have to circumcise your children. You don't have to, as husbands, you don't have to own your wives and mistreat them and demand their obedience to your every word. You don't own your children. You don't own your slaves, he said. You're not beholden any longer to those old Jewish traditions because those things didn't work, he said. This is Paul in his various letters. He said, the old traditions don't work. They didn't make the old Jews more moral, or they did not bring them salvation. And you're free from those. Why? Because Christ died on the cross for your sin, thereby fulfilling the covenant with God mentioned in the Old Testament that required all of these ritualistic, silly activities that Christ and Paul said, you don't need to follow that anymore. That you can eat all the foods of earth. You don't have to eat only kosher foods. Look, folks, this is in the New Testament. Read the scripture. It's all in there. I'm not making this up. You can eat all the foods of God's green earth. Just give blessing for the food because all foods are gifts from God. You don't have to restrict yourself to a kosher diet. You don't have to circumcise your children. You don't have to own your wife and children as slaves. You need to understand that it is God that is the ultimate authority. That's who you need to give blessing to and obedience to, is God, not to, you know, the man of your house. So Israel comes along in 1948 and says, well, 5,000 years ago, we were told that we could just kill everybody. And then the UN says, okay, we'll just give you this land. The problem is the land wasn't empty. Palestinians were already living there for thousands of years. They're like the Native American Indians of the Middle East. They were already there. But the Israelis, being rooted in violence and mass murder and Old Testament teachings, they said, we don't care. We're just going to kill everybody, take their homes, take their land. And then we'll just put them in this giant prison camp. And we'll call it Gaza, which happened over time as Israel took more and more land. So all of these actions by Israel since 1948 exist, of course, in gross violation of the teachings of Christ. Christ taught peace, not war. Yes, there were times when Christ got mad at the money changers in the temple, for example, and he berated the corruption of the Jewish religious leaders and the corruption of government. And when he said, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, but give unto God that which is the Lord's, again, I'm roughly paraphrasing, what he meant was that the kingdom of God transcends the kingdom of Rome or any earthly kingdom. And that's why he was willing to call out the corruption and the fraud of both the church and of government. And for that, of course, they murdered him. But Christ taught peace. He demanded peace of his disciples. He gave his disciples the ability to heal. Healing is an expression of peace. And Christ himself, or Jesus of Nazareth, before he was killed, what did he do? He ran around healing people, which is an act of love. He cast out demons from people. He healed cripples. He brought a man back from the dead and then brought himself back from the dead. These are acts of healing and of love. And most importantly, he taught that all humanity are God's children. And his disciples carried on the teachings so that after Christ died and was resurrected and then joined with God at his side, his disciples continued to teach that Christ is a man of love and peace. And we are living in a revolutionary new time when we're no longer going to just slaughter and murder and kill everybody like the Old Testament God, which is what the Jews studied, but rather we're going to live in peace. We're going to find ways to coexist with each other. We are going to welcome the existence of other people of different ethnicities, of different countries, even of different religions. If they are willing to listen to us and to listen to our teachings, maybe they will join our religion. That's half of what Paul did, running around bringing people to Christ. But in order to do that, you have to preach to people who are not yet Christians. But Israel just wants to murder everybody. You see the difference? So old school, violence, murder, kill everybody who's not a Jew. That's the Old Testament. That's what Israel's doing today. That's what Zionism is all about. What Christ taught is embrace all of God's children, teach them, bring them to Christ, and especially reach out to those who are not yet Christians. Teach them the word of Christ and convince them to join in Christ's teachings. That's what Christ taught. And that is not what these Christian preachers and ministers are teaching at all. When they support Israel's genocide, they contradict the teachings of Christ. In fact, they contradict God. And that makes these so-called Christian churches anti-Christ churches. They are anti-Christ because they are teaching the opposite of what Christ taught. So any one of these Christian churches out there that is saying that it's okay to murder and slaughter and carry out genocide against all these civilians of Palestine, have no illusions. They are satanic. They are anti-Christ. They will be damned to hell by God himself. They do not represent any of the teachings of Christ. They do not represent the New Testament. And though they may be clever repeaters of certain verses, they do not live the teaching of Christ. And that's the most important part. As Paul taught, again, and Timothy taught, and so many other disciples of Christ, they taught you must live the word of Christ, not just speak it, not just say it, but actually freaking do it. And yet, so many of today's Christian teachers do not understand that, or they refuse to embrace it. They tell themselves that they're preachers, and they tell themselves they're Christians, and they're not. They're Old Testament, old world Zionist who believe in mass murder and slaughter and stealing people's land. And I wish they would just be honest about who they are. They're not Christians because they reject the teachings of Christ. It's very simple. It doesn't matter how big their church is. It doesn't matter how big of an audience they have. If they're not teaching the peace that Christ taught, they're not Christians at all. They are imposters, just like Netanyahu. Now, if you want to hear some authentic teachings of Christ, guess what? That's what I'm doing now. And you can hear them all at abundance.church. I'm posting 100 sermons over 100 days. Mostly I focus on herbs and nutrition and health and superfoods and essential oils in the Bible. But I also cover other topics such as the crucifixion of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, and the books of Mark and Luke and John and so much else, and also Old Testament books as well. We cover Deuteronomy and Numbers and Exodus and a little bit of Genesis too. I mean, we have to understand the big picture, but we also have to have the honesty to teach the New Testament, which sadly a lot of Christians today have rejected, and they've turned themselves into advocates of murder and genocide. To them, I say, you are not followers of Christ. You're followers of Satan. You've joined a satanic death cult, and you've slapped a Christian label on top of it. God shames you. Christ shames you. When Christ returns, he will call you out for what you have become, because Christ does not condone who you are and what you are advocating. Mass murder, of the children of God who are the descendants of Abraham? Sorry, you don't get a pass on that. Big boy rules, as Michael Yon says. It's time for big boy rules in the church. You either advocate for peace or stop pretending to be a Christian.
We've got new protein products available for you at healthrangerstore.com. Check this out. You're going to love this. This is formulated with Boku Superfood. This is the organic super protein vanilla. Now, this is the vegetarian or vegan friendly format of protein. And look at the main ingredient here. It is organic pea protein and then coconut sugar, sacha inchi protein powder, vanilla bean powder, and so on. This is very clean. You know how a lot of proteins have issues with arsenic or sometimes, you know, contamination with glyphosate or sometimes E. coli. These protein products, like everything we sell, are tested for heavy metals as well as glyphosate, E. coli, salmonella, various microbiology, and we manufacture this ourselves. So it's not outsourced. We make it in-house with our clean room standards, with our epoxy floors and our non-porous walls and all of that to meet the most stringent requirements for clean food manufacturing. And then we ship it out of Texas. So we've got organic super protein vanilla here available. And then also there's another version, which is chocolate flavored. Here it is. Organic super protein chocolate. And you know, cacao prices are going up, but this is still relatively affordable. And look at the ingredients. Here we have organic pea protein powder and then cacao powder. Organic coconut sugar is a low glycemic sugar that you'll absolutely love. It's very rich. It's sweet, but doesn't spike your blood sugar in the same way as processed white sugar. So this is a ready-to-go mix. You just mix this in with a blender, mix it with water or like a blender bottle or anything like that, and you'll have a drink ready to go. We've also got, of course, whey protein. I'm showing these. Yeah, whey protein. This is my favorite. I use that in my smoothie every day. That's what's actually in this smoothie right here is whey protein and avocados. And then we've got pea protein there by itself. Also, if you want to do your own flavorings, I like to add bananas. I like to add flaxseed or maybe cacao, maybe vanilla. But there are a lot of other things that you can add to that in order to make it more of a superfood recipe. But that's up to you. So whey protein, pea protein, and then the organic super protein vanilla and chocolate available now at healthrangerstore.com. Remember that every purchase helps support this platform so we can continue to bring you a message of truth and courage for humanity. And remember that our slogan is healing the world through clean foods. So we focus on bringing you the cleanest, the most nutritive, dense foods and superfoods and personal care products that can help you stay clean and healthy for a very long, joyous, prosperous, and abundant life. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. And I thank you for your support.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.